An investigation into accusations of religious intolerance at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs today released findings that the school needs to improve its accommodation of different beliefs, but refuted charges that evangelical Christians at the school discriminated against students of other religions. In a moment, we'll speak with Captain Melinda Morton, a chaplain at the Academy who resigned after bringing those charges of intolerance. But right now, we return to reporter Pam Zubek of the Colorado Springs Gazette. She's at the Air Force Academy right now to tell us more about today's report. Nice of you to be with us today.
Hello.
What were the main findings?
Well, the finding that might be surprising to a lot of people is that this issue, the task force concluded, is not pervasive and not institutional, but rather a matter of insensitivity toward different religions and not overt discrimination.
There were more serious accusations, though.
Yes, there were accusations that it was pervasive, it was systemic, it was institutionalized because there were incidents alleged that involving officers and staff and faculty.
And the report also did say that the Academy had taken measures to correct this problem.
Correct, yes. It applauded the Academy for its training that it has adopted and its aggressive identification and attack on it, if you will, but it also did concede that the Academy and the Air Force itself needs to provide more clear guidance to officers and everyone down the chain of command, and needed to be more accommodating and needed to initiate accommodation rather than forcing cadets to instigate some kind of accommodation for their personal faith.
What did the accusations amount to, or the allegations, if you will? Were the Protestant evangelicals trying to convert people of other religions?
It was basically that there was such a dominant atmosphere of evangelical Christianity that there was a perception of favoritism for Christians as opposed to non-Christians. And everything spun from that. I do want to highlight one finding, though, by a team that assisted the task force that I found to be very interesting, and I'll just read you this sentence. It is the opinion of the team that efforts to remedy the sexual assault scandal, which, of course, broke about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. may have contributed to this current issue. It goes on to say that some faculty and staff expressed concern that senior leaders' actions following the sexual assault scandal were based on the assumption that student behavioral problems were viewed as moral deficiencies and could only be corrected through Christian values.
Hmm.
So I thought that was interesting that they brought the two issues together.
Interesting, indeed. And finally, Pam, you mentioned in the Air Force itself, was there suggestion that this atmosphere was at regular Air Force bases as well as at the Academy?
It doesn't make that finding, so far as I can see yet. I admit I have not read all 80 pages yet, but it did say that some of the measures that they are recommending for the Academy will be carried through to other bases, some of the instructions, some of the guidance, and that sort of thing. So what kind of overarching kinds of surveys and that sort of thing will take place, unclear.
Pam Zubek, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Pam Zubek covers the Air Force Academy for the Colorado Springs Gazette, and she joined us from the Academy there in Colorado Springs. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Air Force Captain Melinda Morton joins us now from member station KCFR in Centennial, Colorado, and it's good of you to join us today.
Thank you very much.
You were one of those people who brought up these complaints. What led you to do so?
I think what led me to do so were the needs of the cadets I was attempting to serve and my desire to see that I fulfill my obligation as a chaplain in regard to the Constitution of the United States.
How serious is this problem in your view?
Well, I would respectfully disagree with the report, as Ms. Zubek indicated to us, that the report is saying that these issues are not pervasive or institutional. That was just the issues that we brought forward, that there was, and that what crossed constitutional lines was the institutionalization of this kind of pervasive evangelism at the Academy. That is to say that people were using their power and their position as Air Force officers, as faculty members, as Air Officers Commanding, and as advanced and senior cadets to to engage in proselytization and to inform others that the only appropriate way that they could resource their spirituality was from the bucket, if you will, of conservative Christian evangelicalism.
Can you give us an example of what you're talking about?
Well, I think that there were several examples that came out, for example, in the Americans United report, where we talk about the Commandant of Cadets, General Wyda, engaged in rhetoric and verbiage and sent out commander's guidance, which talked about how people ought to resource their spirituality and what priorities they ought to give in their spiritual life. And those clearly reflected conservative Christian evangelical priorities. In addition, the football coach hung banners declaring that we are on Team Jesus. And there have been numerous events such as this.
What did you make of Ms. Zubek's comment that the report, apparently, you've not read it either, but the report has ties some of this to concerns about the rape allegations from a couple of years ago?
Well, I think that indeed there has been an erroneous assumption that the problems that we have had at the Academy in regard to sexual assault and rape have something to do with moral decay rather than have something to do with inappropriate applications of power and systems of power at the Academy. And so then, as some folks might think, that the way to solve that problem is to engage in a more rigorous moral construct, and that I think it's telling that the paradigm that they would use for that would be a conservative Christian evangelical paradigm. In other words, if we're going to teach morality at the Academy, it's going to be out of this construct that we're going to teach morality. That is a conservative Christian evangelical construct. And I think that speaks to where the problems are constitutionally at the Academy.
You resigned yesterday. Did you resign under pressure?
No, I resigned. Well, is there pressure at the Academy? Yes, there's pressure at the Academy. Is it a non-collegial environment? Absolutely, it's a non-collegial environment. But I resigned from the Academy because I did not think that I could be proactive in the way that I needed to be, and that the Academy itself was going to take appropriate measures in this regard. And in terms of my own integrity, I felt that it would be inappropriate for me to continue on at the Academy.
We just have a very few seconds left. Do you have hope for the future?
I would have hope for the future if the Academy realized, and frankly others realized, that the Academy is in desperate need here and that the Academy needs oversight. The appropriate oversight, I believe, would be congressional oversight. And that the Academy needs help from the outside. It ought to seek help from the outside.
Captain Morton, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you and good day.
Melinda Morton, chaplain at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. She resigned yesterday. She joined us from the studios of member station KCFR in Centennial, Colorado. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cowden.